Hachette Audio presents His True Queen, written by Jody Ellen Malpas, read by Andabel Llewellyn. Dedication to women everywhere. Be fierce. Chapter 1. The atmosphere is eerie, the sea of people stretching as far as the eye can see. They are all silent, but I can hear them breathe. I'm sure I can hear the wings of birds flapping up above too. In my grieving haze, I look up to the sky. There's one bird circling, a spectator with the best view, a magpie. A single magpie. One for sorrow. Maybe it's silly, since I've never bought into old wives' tales, but I search for another. Two for joy. There is no second magpie. There is no joy. I drop my eyes back down to the concrete before me, now focused on the sounds of my footsteps. Loud footsteps. Footsteps that seem to bang and echo through the streets of London. The world is watching. Eyes are on us from every corner of the globe. The King of England's body is being carried on the most elaborate gun carriage, pulled by two dressed stallions. My family and I are following on foot, quiet, somber, out in the open for the world to see, our grief exposed. 9 days on, I still feel utterly numb. I would think I was in a horrific nightmare if there weren't reminders at every turn. A silent crowd, back-to-back TV reports and newspaper articles, Clarendon Palace swarming with officials, almost every media outlet descending on London to soak up the grief and report the latest on the death of the King and heir apparent, a broken mother and wife, a bitter brother and son, a country in mourning. I glance to my left and find Eddie staring directly forward at our father's elaborate coffin, his face expressionless, though cut with lines of resentment. I can smell the alcohol on him, can see his poorly hidden anger like a coat of arms embellishing his chest. His suit is creased, his hair is dishevelled, his face is sallow. The fallen prince.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?